sell it illegally?
Moonshine or white lightning.
What's the difference?
I don't think there is any. Not to me.
What
bootleg.
Huh?
Bootleg whiskey.
Okay. Does bootleg have to be homemade or is it?
I don't know. Bootleg means to me that it's made illegally without a license.
Mm-hmm.
And moonshine and white lightning and bathtub gin and stuff like that, I would say would be more likely to be made at home for home consumption or for
mm-hmm.
a small neighborhood of people that would buy it from the maker.
Do you think a bootleg is more?
Bootleg could be made in a distillery and
mm-hmm.
brought in illegally. It's just, but it also could be made at home and sold mm-hmm. illegally.
Did you ever hear of something called Sproat?
No.
What would you call whiskey that isn't necessarily illegal, but it's really poor quality? And like it would make you sick.
And it's sold with a license? Cheap booze.
Okay. And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd say to someone, just one thing.
Just smelled it? No.
Huh?
Just smelled it, I'd probably say. It smelled good. Something
okay.
smelled good.
And would you ever say smell of it?
No. I would say smell it.
And you say this is an imitation maple syrup. This is
real syrup.
This is
natural.
Or genuine.
Genuine?
Okay.
Yeah.
And a sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits.
Honey? Like or jam, or jelly, or preserves.
Okay, and what you have on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you?
I want an apple. Give me an apple.
And you'd say, he doesn't live here. He lives...
Over there? Elsewhere?
Would you say yonder or yander?
No. I might say over yonder. If something was far off and they said, well, where is the horse? I'd say it's over yonder. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd probably say it's over there.
And you tell them, well, don't do it that way, do it.
This way.
And if you don't have any money, you say you're not rich, you're...
Poor.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child...
It was even poorer than we were.
We're talking about the father. Next door was a child...
Whose father was poorer.
And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach...
Peach orchard.
And you might ask somebody if that's his orchard, and he'd say he's just a neighbor. He'd point to someone else and say he's the man.
Who owns the orchard?
And if you were thirsty, you might say, I quite a glass of water.
Drank it.
And you'd ask me, how much have you...
Have you drunk?
And we certainly do.
Drink a lot around here.
And something that, do you ever see a hog killed?
No.
What kinds of meat come from a hog?
Well... The good parts are the pork chops and the pork loin roasts and the hams and the ham hocks that you use to flavor other stuff that you're cooking, like beans or greens stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And shoulder roast, which is a picnic when it's made into a ham. And fat back is used for making salt pork that you cook in with stuff.
How's fat back different from salt pork?
I think fat back can be fresh as well as preserved.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen any that wasn't salted. So,
mm-hmm.
But I think you could have fat back fresh. Something's falling on the
yeah,
roof.
Yeah, the pebble thing.
Oh. Must have been the kids throwing something in. And the underbelly fat is the bacon.
Uh-huh.
And then people use the feet and make pickled pig's feet, but I have never had the stomach to taste a pickled pig's foot. And then they use the head to make hog's head cheese.
Uh-huh.
And then some people eat pork liver, which is supposed to be much stronger than calf's liver, which is much too strong for me, so I've never
uh-huh.
had any of that.
Okay.